Fly ball to the corner. It goes into deep right field. Ohtani, he did it!
Swinging a high fly ball to right. It is out of here! Yastrzemski does it again, and the Giants lead 4-0.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAM, 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We are on the eve of opening day for Major League Baseball. I say this every year. Tomorrow should be a national holiday. It's our pastime. There's nothing like Major League Baseball, specifically opening weekend. We have something to watch literally every single day and every single night moving forward. We're going to talk about the start of the season. We're also going to get some predictions. And joining us as he does each week, former big league pitcher, we have Bill Lasky on the phone right now. Bill, happy 2025 baseball season. It's finally here.
I think you and I and all your listeners are excited for the 2025 baseball season. 30 teams going at it. Nobody knows who's going to win. And it all starts tomorrow, which is the best day of the year.
There is some sort of hope, right? And I think typically that's the worst thing you can give a sports fan is hope. But we have seen weird things transpire right throughout an entire baseball season. So I think opening day, even those teams that have the lowest of lowest expectations, there's still this optimism of hope that can float around a fan base. That's what makes it so great.
It is great, but I hate to see all the White Sox fans continue to keep saying the White Sox are eliminated already. That's just sad hope right there. But again, you know, it's the White Sox. They're struggling, trying to get an identity back into that White Sox organization. But at the same time, you said it. Everybody starts off at the race in the same spot. It's who finishes at the best. And we're going to get these predictions going.
Let's do it right now. Let's start in the American League. And the best place to start would be the American League East, where we have the defending AL champions and the New York Yankees. I don't see the Yankees repeating in this division. Maybe I'm in the night here. I don't know. But, Bill, we'll start with you. Who do you like coming out of the AL East?
I am not going to go Yankees. I'm going to go with their foe. I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox. I think the Red Sox really made a great couple pitching moves in their starting rotation and picking up some great defense. And I think the Red Sox have an opportunity to win the AL East. How about you?
Yeah, I was going to go with Boston as well. I do believe that the AL Cy Young is in a Red Sox uniform. I think Garrett Crochet is going to have a fantastic season. And then I really like, as you mentioned, what they were able to do defensively. They go out and they get Alex Bregman. And I don't think you can ever overvalue someone that can play multiple infield positions, specifically at third base. I think it's the first time in about 4 years where we're going to see Boston put together a winning team, and I think they win this division. I think that as far as the Yankees are concerned, too many injury questions for me, Bill, here in March. And you didn't really necessarily go out and replace your best player who you lost in free agency. You got nothing in return for Juan Soto. Now you're out as far as your ace goes, right, with Gerrit Cole. There's too many question marks for me to go with the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the Gerrit Cole injury really hurt that starting rotation. He was your ace. He was your bulldog. And you just can't replace him. And, of course, they're trying like hell to try to replace it. It's just not going to go well in New York. Sure, they're going to have their offensive numbers with Aaron Judge leading the way. I just don't think they have the depth to pull this off again.
Let's move over to the Central. I'll start with this one, and I think you'll like this prediction, knowing you the way I do. I like the Detroit Tigers to win the AL Central this year, Bill.
Boy, you took that right from my brain right there, my friend. I think the Tigers, watching them the last two games here in the exhibition series against the Giants, they got some sluggers in this lineup. Their pitching staff is solid. I think the Tigers are going to surprise people, and that's who I'm going to go with also.
Yeah, if it's not Crochet winning the AL Cy Young, it's got to be Skubal, right? He may be the best pitcher in baseball. But I also like what they did in bringing back Jack Flaherty. One of the guys that they dealt at the deadline, they sent him over to L.A., wins a World Series, and now he's back with the Tigers. You take a look at what they have front to back offensively. They were not great last year in OPS, but I do believe they've improved that realm a little bit. I think that this is Detroit's year. Now, I think they're going to have some pretty stiff competition. I do like the Royals. I also like the Twins. I think this is one of the deeper divisions in baseball. And what I mean by that is I don't know that there's a great team in this division. I think we have several good teams, and that's what makes this division so unique.
Jordan, that's a great, great call right there, and I think they're all even. I really do. I think they'll beat up on each other the entire time when they're playing each other in that Central Division. And, you know, the Guardians went backwards. I don't think they really got better. I think that was one of the teams that I was hopeful to see if they could do something, but they didn't have a good spring. The Kansas City Royals, they're doing their little thing. They have Bobby Witt Jr. is going to lead that team. And I think we're going to keep eyes on them, too, to see what they do in that division.
If somebody tells you that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in baseball, best all-around player, right? Because I think Ohtani's the best player in baseball, but we don't see him in the field. That's a fair argument, isn't it, to say that Bobby Witt might be the best player in the game?
I totally agree. And, you know, it's the press in Kansas City. You're talking about the middle of the United States compared to the people in New York and Chicago and L.A. He does get his acclaim. But at the same time, I think he's a lot better than people really view him at. And I think you and I are right in that same ship sailing it. I think Bobby Witt could easily win the MVP in the American League this year.
This next one might be the toughest call in the American League. Who do you like in the West?
I'm going to go back with my Bruce Bochy boys. I think the Rangers loaded up. I think they have some young talent coming up. And I just think the Rangers have another year they can run. It's going to be difficult. The Astros are going to be competing. The Angels are probably going to be at the base. The Athletics are also. But I think the Rangers could possibly pull this off.
Health is the biggest question mark for Texas. And I agree with you. I think that this should be the team that wins this division. It's been a long time since Texas actually won the AL West. I don't know if people are aware of this. They haven't won this division since 2016. They won a World Series more recently than they've won this division. But the problem is, can they stay healthy? And I think that's been the problem with the Rangers. They bulked up a little bit. I love what they have middle infield. You go out, you get a Jake Berger, you get a Jock Peterson. They have the offense that should make it really scary, I think, for pitchers if they can stay at full strength. I want to say the Rangers. I think it's almost too easy. So let me go with a dark horse. I think the Seattle Mariners are going to make a push in this division this year, Bill. And what leads me to say this is Julio Rodriguez should have a bounce back season. Jorge Polanco and Randy Arozarena are still very, very talented. I think they have the offense. They really just need to be average as far as pitching is concerned. And I think the Mariners can really shock some people this season. So while I believe the Rangers are the odds-on favorite, they should be. They have the talent. I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with something just a little bit off-kilter here and say this is a team that can cause some waves.
Well, Jordan, you know, you look at the starting rotation the Mariners have. It's one of the best in the major leagues, and it's just getting runs. And I think that's one of the biggest problems the Mariners have always had in run production, getting people on base and getting them in. The names you threw out there, very good RBI guys. Can they consistently do that with the Mariners? I think that's going to be the biggest question in the AL West. I like what you say about the Rangers trying to be healthy. We still have not seen all their big guns that they've been signing for years be healthy. So, you know what? We could probably flip a coin in the AL West. I don't think it's really one and done with the Rangers, but it's going to be interesting.
And we didn't even talk about the Astros, right? You have to put them in the conversation as well. And another team that is really starting to gain a lot of traction among the pundits, there are actually some high hopes for the A's. I got to stop calling them the Oakland A's. But I'm seeing a lot of pundits really like what the A's put together in the offseason. They finally spent money now that they're out of Oakland.
They did, but I'm going to throw you a big question mark. Playing in Sacramento is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hot and humid there. Ball's going to jump out of there, and their pitchers are really going to have to figure out how they're going to pitch there for over 80 games. It's going to be difficult. The River Cats and the Giants played an exhibition game. I got to watch it. Ball still flew out of there, deep center field, deep left center and right center. But down the lines, balls are going to fly out of that ballpark. It's going to be interesting to see how big league teams come in there as visiting players and hit the ball. It is going to be double digits, no doubt.
Is it the closest comparison in the American League to what we have with the Rockies in the National League?
Yeah, I would think so. It's just the ball carries so much in Sacramento, and the hot and humidity is just going to make it fly more. Coming into a minor league ballpark as big leaguers, they're going to thrive to hit balls out of the park. And when you see the Yankees and some of these top teams that hit home runs, and like I just said, it's going to be double digits, no doubt.
Again, Bill Lasky joining us right now as we give our division predictions for the upcoming baseball season. Let's move over to the National League, and we'll start with the National League East. Bill, I'll start this one. I'm going to go back to what I saw last year. Somehow Atlanta nearly won 90 games. And when I look at what Snitker does year in and year out, I think he's extremely underrated. I think that this is a team that is very, very solid. Once Acuna comes back and he's healthy, once you get Spencer Strider back to where we know he's capable of, you got Chris Sale coming off of a Cy Young Award-winning season. You have Spencer Schwellenbach, who looks great. They went out and they signed Alex Verdugo late. That does add a little bit of depth to that outfield with Profar. I really like this Atlanta Brave team. And I know everyone is high on the Mets, but to me, the biggest threat to the Dodgers this year in the National League, it's Atlanta. And I'm going to take the Braves to win the NL East.
Yeah, one of the good teams out there, and they really stockpiled a lot of it, and their depth. I always look at depth, who's on the bench, who's in the bullpen, things like that. And the Braves definitely have overloaded what they needed. I'm going to go with the Mets, just for a surprise pick. I think the Mets have some energy with Soto and a couple other players. It's just their starting rotation got hurt early in the spring, and I think that's going to be the decline in the beginning of the season until these guys get back on the rubber.
If you take the Mets and we talk about just how potent they can be, in a division like this, one of the big X factors has to be Edwin Diaz, right? Top closer in baseball. I think it's a fair argument to make. I know Atlanta's got a great closer as well in Rozel Iglesias, but if Edwin Diaz can sniff the type of closer that he was before that really unfortunate knee injury in the World Baseball Classic, that might be the X factor, right, in a division that's this close, because you have Philly as well.
Oh, I totally agree, and we didn't even talk about the Phillies. The Phillies are loaded also. I think the Phillies could jump in there as a wild card. They always try to get in there, and they have the offense to do it. Again, health. We keep talking about the health of 2025. I think every 26-man roster is going to look at the health of the team and see what they have in depth. A lot of younger players are going to get opportunities. Phillies are going to battle, no question. The Mets will be there. But you know what? I'm going to take the Mets. I know you're going to take the Braves, but I'm kind of leaning toward the Braves also. They have really done a great job in the winter.
Let's move over to the NL Central. I'll let you call this one first.
Well, you know, I look at the Brewers and I look at the Cubs. I think those are your two top teams in that division. Brewers got some sluggers, no question. Starting rotation's pretty good. But the Cubs, there's always a taste with the Cubs with me. Watching both those games in Japan against the Dodgers, it just didn't feel comfortable playing there. You could just see, you know, the home crowd just of Japanese fans always going after the Dodgers, of course. The Cubs just have something intriguing in their roster, their pitching staff, the hitters they have. You know, I just feel the Cubs could pull this off this year.
I think they have one of the most consistent players in baseball in Nico Hoerner. And you got him patrolling middle infield. You go out and you add the addition of a Kyle Tucker. You have a game-breaker offensively, and I don't know that they necessarily had that last season. And you and I talked about Matt Shaw at third base, right? For all the negatives in the Tokyo series, I thought Matt Shaw looked so good defensively in those two games that he's a legitimate Rookie of the Year candidate. There's a lot of pieces to like here in Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I watched a couple film clips on him, and man, he's got great range going down the line. And I would have to say he's probably your leading rookie of the year, even though there's a few here in the orange and black that are taking stand as their rookies. But it's just going to be interesting to see how all these young, talented kids can go to the major league level. And we talk about playing in the cold weather. They've all played in Arizona and Florida. It's a difficult, difficult change. Hands are cold. Your body's cold. And it's a direction of weather. And it's a big, big change in the spring. And I think that's what's going to hurt the Cubs if they get into Chicago and they can't turn it around. But I'm right there with you. He is totally a Rookie of the Year candidate.
I would like to say Milwaukee, but they, the way this front office and ownership has approached team building, it's almost as if they just want to catch lightning in a bottle once every 4 or 5 years. I think it'd be very frustrating right now to be a Milwaukee Brewer fan. They kind of really mirror what the Tampa Bay Rays have done in the American League, and it's hard for me to pick a team like that. I'm going to go with the Cubs as well, although I think it's another competitive division. And then, Bill, we end with the NL West, and I think it's...
Yeah, well, one question here,
yeah,
Jordan. It's
yeah.
a competitive division, but I think it's the weakest division in Major League Baseball. I really do.
I agree. I agree with that. I think that you have a team win this division that hovers around, what, 85 wins?
Yeah, I would think something like that. It's going to be in the mid-80s or low-80s. I really do. I think when you look at the divisions, I think the AL West is stronger than the NL Central.
And before we move off from this division, let's also talk about the St. Louis Cardinals. I can't believe we live in a day and age where the Cardinals might be the worst team in the least in one of the worst divisions in baseball. That's very rare to say.
That's a great point, and you would not think that with the Cardinal Nation and the way they do that organization. But, you know, they're trying younger guys, middle-aged guys. I just don't think they have an outlook of what they want to do in the Cardinal organization right now.
And then, Bill, we jump to the NL West. It's got to be the Dodgers and then everyone else, right?
Of course it will be. You know, that's the team that's going to be toughest to win a series against, yet trying to win the NL West. After that, though, there's some question marks because I'm going to throw my orange and black team, the Giants. They played extremely well in the spring. They have a good confidence factor in that clubhouse. Starting rotation, of course, with Justin Verlander and Robbie Ray are going to be question marks. Bullpen solid. And with Chapman and Willie Adames on the left side, I think that's pretty much the best left side in Major League Baseball. I really feel that. But again, they're going against the Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks have some great, great pitching. Of course, Corbin Burns brings up that rotation. And then you got to look at the Padres, one of the worst teams in spring training. They just couldn't get it together. I just don't know what's going to happen after you look at the Dodgers in that NL West. How about you?
Yeah, I like the Diamondbacks to finish second. I think the X factor here might be Corbin Burns. It was a big surprise to me when he ended up latching on with the Diamondbacks, and I really like what they have as far as a rotation is concerned. I mean, you have Zach Gallen, you have Merrill Kelly. Eduardo Rodriguez is actually the fourth man in this rotation. This was a sought-after trade piece over the last couple of years, right? So I really like what the Diamondbacks have as far as the rotation is concerned. I'm a big Ketel Marte fan. I think that they have some really promising young talent popping up. I like Jordan Lawler. Do we finally get to see this kid, be it at shortstop or be at third base this year? I just really like what they were able to do in the offseason. The Padres, to me, I would not be shocked if this is the fourth best team in the NL West. It would not surprise me this year. And they get bad news with Yu Darvish. And I got to remind myself that Yu Darvish is a 38-year-old man now. He's not a mid-30s pitcher anymore. And he's out for at least the first month of the season. And that's a problem for the Padres. They don't really have a bona fide ace. And when I hear a manager come out and say, it's just general fatigue, we're going to sit him down for a bit. And then the next week, well, it's elbow inflammation. There's some problems there in San Diego, and I think it starts with that rotation.
I agree. And I think that's why when you saw the Padres this spring, I don't think they have the perfect fit in any of these positions. Sure, you're going to have the solid guys. Tatis had a normal spring. You start looking around the infield and outfield, and they have the talent, no question. But I think they're lacking in the starting rotation, just like what you talked about. And the bullpen. I think the bullpen has always been a big question mark with the Padres. We'll see how they react after a bad spring training, but you just can't turn the switch on and say, okay, we're all ready now, let's go. And I'm going to continue to keep bragging about my Giants. One of the Giants' things they did was they played good defense, running the bases better, situational hitting, and I really believe the pitching is outstanding. They were the best in walk percentage of any team in the spring. They're trying to throw strikes, and it's working. So, you know what? My surprise team is going to be the Giants, and hopefully they can compete against the D-backs and the Padres to kind of overcome them.
So I was going to ask about the wild card teams. So if you like the Giants as a surprise team in the National League West, they've got to be one of your two wild card teams then.
I agree. I think I'm giving them a shot here. I really do. I saw a lot of good things in spring training. Bob Melvin getting the range of what he wants to do. Buster Posey. Being the president of baseball operations, they brought baseball back into this organization that Farhan Zaidi destroyed for 6 years. It's a big switchover, but there's a lot of confidence and there's a lot of work these coaches are doing, and I'm taking them as a wild card.
Who else makes the wild card in the NL?
You know, you can't take anybody from the Central. I just don't think so. I think you got to look at the East. I think you look at the Phillies and the Mets and the Braves. I think those three teams are going to be competing at everything in the NL East. How about yourself?
Man, this one is so tough. I could see three teams from one division actually get in because you make a great point with the Mets. I know we both like the Phillies and we like the Braves. If I've got to go with... Man, this one is tough here. This is difficult. Out of the six teams that get in, I'm going to go Atlanta, Chicago, LA, New York, Philly, and the Diamondbacks. Those would be my six teams out of the NL. And the AL, I don't think the Yankees get in. I really don't think they get in. And since I'm going to pick the Tigers to win that division, I've got to go with Boston, Detroit, Seattle, Texas. We'll say Baltimore.
But the more you tell me about Seattle, the more I'm buying into it.
Because I like them.
They do have a surprise team, and they just have to play consistent baseball. Of course, the travel out of Seattle is the worst of all major league teams because they're way up in the Northwest. I always look at that because their shortest flight is 3 hours to Oakland. I always think about things like that in the travel situations on teams. But, you know, I think Seattle's going to get in. I think maybe when you look at Detroit, when you're looking at Detroit in that division, you might have Cleveland jump in there or Kansas City. I think those two teams could fight to get in there. But when you look at the NL East, I think that's their strongest American League division.
Bill, let's end with this. Who's in the World Series? Who wins it?
You know, I really believe, you know, Red Sox are going to do well. I think the Red Sox have that team that could compete. And you can't take away the reigning champs, the Dodgers. And I think when you look at it, if you could get a Red Sox-Dodger World Series, you know I'm not a Dodger fan like you are. I'm going to go with the Red Sox, of course.
I'll say this. If the Dodgers don't win the World Series this year, it would be the biggest letdown that we have seen in the sport in quite some time.
No question about it. They're so talented. They're loaded. Shohei Ohtani's not even throwing yet. I mean, when he gets on the hill, it makes that rotation so much stronger. It's going to be fun to watch. That's what baseball's here for, right? And it starts tomorrow, and I just can't wait to watch the next 162 games.
No, I can't either. I can't either. I got to go with the Dodgers to win the whole thing. As far as the American League champion, would not shock me if it's Boston. Wouldn't shock me if it's Texas. I think that Bruce Bochy's going to play a factor if the Rangers get into the postseason, right? If they find a way to either win the division or get in by a wild card, I love looking at managers. I'm going to go Dodgers-Rangers. That'll be my World Series pick.
Yeah, Bruce got it magic when you get to the playoffs. We've watched him out here win three of them, so you can't question that. This is what we wait for, Jordan. Tomorrow it starts, and we get to dissect it the entire year.
Can't wait. Bill, before I let you go, let's talk about what you have going on this weekend. It's got to be a big weekend for you on the radio.
Yeah, the Giants start out with Cincinnati. They're in Cincinnati. Logan Webb's on the hill on tomorrow, Thursday. Then we're going to see Justin Verlander and Robbie Ray Saturday and Sunday. My guest Saturday, I'm going to talk to Jeff Brantley, one of their TV analysts. Of course, he pitched out here. Tyler Fitzgerald, who really, really had not that great of a spring, but now he's starting to hit the ball better. I followed this kid all the way from AA, good friend of mine, and he joined me for a really nice sit-down on what he was working on in spring training. And, of course, switching over from shortstop to second base with a Willie Adames up the middle and some of the changes that he has to do. So a couple good guests for the weekend and a couple surprises. So hopefully you and your guests will turn on the KNBR.
Love it. Bill, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Baseball's here. It's the best time of the year, and I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it and hope your fans enjoy it as well as we do.
And with that, we are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. Always fun to be along with you on the afternoon drive. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. It's opening day for Major League Baseball, and we're going to continue to pick up our NCAA tournament coverage. And tomorrow, we're going to start taking qualifiers as we give away $1,000 with Farm Bureau Financial Services for the national championship game. That'll be tomorrow on Drive Time Sports. Until then, be safe. I am out.